The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Saw a tweet yesterday from a comedian. I'm not sure who he was. It just said, today is just day. Now, we get to go to work every day, and I realize we're talking to a lot of people that are actually still working, but it's still just, when you get home, it's still just day. So even, I have trouble keeping track of the days. It's Thursday, right? Okay, got it.
Yeah. All right. Think I noticed even yesterday the Weather Channel had trouble keeping track of the days because you punch up your local forecast.
Right.
And you can do that. I don't know how it works on all the systems, but you press a button on the remote control, and it was giving you yesterday's forecast, you know, in addition to today and Thursday and Friday. So even the Weather Channel didn't know what the hell day it was.
Welcome to today.
I know I get to sleep in a couple of days. That's the only...
That's what I do,
right,
too.
It's the only difference.
Yeah, that is exactly right. Are they calling the rock station we're on, are they calling it Two for Today instead of Two for Tuesday? It's just called Two for Today. Yeah. It's a block party today, you know, instead of like a block party.
Or at the very least, it could be Two for Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Is it?
Yeah. Two for Tuesday?
We're gonna say it's Tuesday.
Big question mark there.
Every day is Two for Day.
Jim Florentine's stuck at home, but he's going to phone the program. He's getting he's got a podcast now. I think he's on the Barstool Sports picked up his podcast.
Okay.
So he's getting paid from them, too.
He's pretty active on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I try to be more Twitter and less Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm practicing social media distancing.
I told you.
And it's worked out pretty well the past couple of days. Yeah. I'm not nearly as crabby when I get in the morning.
Yeah, because of Facebook, right.
Yeah.
You'll see that the... And ne'er-do-wells on Twitter once in a while. But, you know, you don't have to follow them. And I think it's to hire, I shouldn't say higher class of people, because there's not.
No.
I think they're more well-researched.
There's less interaction.
Right. There's less interaction.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's easier to avoid. Somebody's
aunt lives middle of nowhere, and she thinks, Orange Hitler's kicking ass. You're right. It's just not, you don't have to deal with any of that stuff. And it does make sense to try to, and I try to stay away from it. And I've been better, too, because especially... towards the evening, you know, when I wake up from my nap, I'll turn my phone back on, go through the list of stuff, and sometimes I'm pissed off immediately. I go, what the hell? But from like dinner time on, I don't even look at that thing, except for Twitter, and I'm texting some friends back east. But that's different. We're not talking about politics.
And then I realized I hadn't quite finished up last weekend's SNL.
Oh, okay,
I had half an hour left, and I thought middle-aged mutant Ninja Turtles was brilliant.
Yeah,
that was brilliant.
I liked that.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
And, did your son see that? Because I know he was a big fan of that show.
I texted him.
Okay, good.
And I told him that. I don't know if you can find that anywhere else.
I always remember Ryan.
Oh, yeah, NBC will have it up online.
Will they?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Ryan digging that.
Because he's got the Hulu. Doesn't NBC put their stuff up on Hulu?
No, I think that's Fox.
Okay. Oh, he cut the cord?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. This is probably a bad time to cut the cord.
He's got plenty of stuff.
I know.
On the streaming services.
Yeah, there is.
You don't really have to worry. And I think he's got YouTube TV for live sports.
He's got a PlayStation, doesn't he?
What live sports?
Yeah.
There's no live sports.
Have YouTube TV as well, and I don't have any live sports.
In the event that live sports return, which is another bit I like, the Alex Moffat one where he's the Sky Sports guy.
Yeah.
And everything going on in the competition of everything in the house.
That was good. Well, that was just a take up. Craig did that story. The actual British broadcaster does that.
Yeah.
And he did a takeoff on that.
I was like talking into his spatula.
I liked that.
The funniest part was the crawl. I mean, you had to back it up and pause it.
It was going really quick.
It was, yeah. Microwave clock is now ahead of the oven clock.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Things like that.
Yeah, I spent half trying to read the crawl.
Right, man, I didn't even look at those. I was watching it. Maybe I forgot to look at that.
Oh, I backed it up.
I think I still got that DVD.
And I paused it.
I'll check it out.
It's worth a look.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I tweeted out last night because I was watching a UFC fight between these two dudes, apparently really good. And I'm not a big fan of the sport because it's a little too brutal for my taste. But, you know, I understand the
appeal.
I totally understand the appeal, and I can still watch the fights. If my wife's in the room, she can't watch it because it's just too brutal for her. But I just watching a fight, and I don't know who won. So I tweeted out. I said the best part about not really following the UFC is all these things are new. I mean, all of them are new. I saw two really big guys. I kind of recognized their names, and since they don't, there's not a crawl going on when they show it on ESPN or Fox Sports. And so it doesn't tell you who wins.
No spoilers.
The announcers are not talking like it's old history, you know. They don't go, hey, we're going to jump ahead to the next, you know. They play all three rounds, if it lasts three rounds, and they just do it live. Well, it feels live to you if you don't know what it is. And I'm thinking, so once in a while I'll go back and find out. So I'm watching this fight, like, and I was actually getting into it because I don't know who won.
Yeah.
And it was a big fight between, this is about a week ago, big fight between two guys we would know. I say coons. Guys we would know. You recognize their names. I'm thinking, man, this is a good fight. Who wins this? So I go to the end, watch it. I Google it, and it's like 2016. It was like the second fight between these two guys. But see, if any other sport, even hockey, when it comes to maybe hockey playoffs, I might know who won. I'm thinking, I'm not going to watch that. I know who won. Yeah, I know who won.
Oh,
no.
See, I don't mind knowing the outcome.
I do. I think
most of the time, I don't know how they got there.
Well, then it has to be my team winning. If I'm watching my team, right, yeah. I'm not going to watch a game like that.
I don't remember how the Twins won Game 6 of the 1991 World Series, right. So I watched the other day.
Right.
It was on a couple of weeks ago. And then I watched a little bit of the 96 World Series just because I enjoy seeing Greg Maddux pitch. He's one of the best.
You know, it was on TV when I turned my TV on in the bedroom. It was the 1998 Phoenix NASCAR race.
Oh.
1998.
No, it was 88. I saw
Excuse
that.
Excuse me, 88.
1988.
Sorry, 88. Yeah.
The something 500
apparently
in Phoenix.
Apparently it was a great race.
Oh.
They said it was a racing classic. I didn't stick with it long.
Did Cole Trickle win that one?
Yeah.
It must have been.
No, but they dropped N-bombs actually on the air back those days. The NASCAR guys.
Yeah.
No,
Dick Trickle might have won that.
I was always a big Cole Trickle fan.
They list a lot of guys. A lot of guys from 88.
The glory days.
The glory days of racing.
Glory days of NASCAR.
The Cole Trickle Rowdy Burns rivalry was always my favorite.
Oh, yeah. That's from, that says they were fake. Those guys, they don't exist.
Don't spoil it for me.
By the way, if you got Doc Mina questions, she's going to join us today. Get him in now, because if you start emailing and, you know, post it on Facebook when we're talking to her, it's too late.
Yeah.
So TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com or the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire on Facebook, and Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire.
Yeah, she's great. She looks great in a,
panties, that senior photo.
And a bra.
Yeah. She was ahead of her time.
And a fishnet just thing hanging all over that in there. Really nice. Yeah.
I put that up on Facebook yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I said, since everybody's sharing their senior pictures, we figured we'd post Dr. Mina's, and the first comment is, no way, is that really her?
we don't know. We've never seen her dressed that way. I just put Dr. Mina with a question mark when I tweeted it out. So,
yeah. I think she could pull that off.
Yeah.
I think we'd like to see her try.
Well, we can ask her.
And she'll tell us no.
Yeah.
Jim Florentine, too. You mentioned Jim Florentine.
Yes, I did.
Could have phoned the program.
Craig Evans, Nikki Allen will be here. I tweeted out the Kiss has a mask now. You buy the Kiss mask.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be the new fashion statement now.
It is.
It is masks.
It is.
Yeah. And marketing, the way to market people.
Yeah, it's going to be that way. It's crazy times. It really is.
Get your mega masks now. Although that crowd probably wouldn't buy a lot of masks.
No, that was the funny part about it. I tweeted out a photo. In Michigan, he's just a bunch of morons hopped in a car and drove down to the state capitol. And where is the state capitol of Michigan?
Yes. Lansing.
Thank you, Todd.
Lansing, Michigan.
So, and they
home of Michigan State.
And the photo on Twitter I retweeted, at TNT Radio Empire, it looks like, I call them walking brain dead, but it looked like zombies looking through a window. A lot of them with the Trump gear on, demanding they open up the state, and they're just screaming and yelling. And they're also all in the danger category for the COVID. They're all 60-plus, every one of them. Every one of them in this photo. Just yelling and screaming and looking in the camera. And
the one looked like she had her face mashed up against the window.
It looked like every zombie movie ever, except they had Trump hats on.
I have seen that scene in The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah. I tagged it Walking Brain Dead. And it was just scary as hell. I mean, it was just freaky looking. Of course, their governor standing by, because she's a smart lady, saying, no, we're not opening up everything.
See, in the future, when the masks become pretty standard.
Right. Oh, yeah. Some didn't have masks, but they found a bunch of people marching around earlier demanding open with masks. And they kept saying, why you have masks on? And,
Oh, well, good for them.
Yeah.
Because I think in the future, when the masks are pretty standard issue, there will be some people, especially in this part of the country, who aren't wearing them, and you'll be able to identify what their political affiliation is just by mask or no mask. It's going to be pretty transparent.
I think everybody's afraid to die, though. I don't care what side you're on, you know. But well, apparently, maybe you're not.
No.
They're calling for everything to open there, you know, the Limbaughs of the world. Let's open. Basically, the narrative now in some Republican circles, and not just fringe ones, is open up everything and you know, we deal with a bunch of old people dying. So that's out there. That's not even a lie. That's not a lie.
And we'll bring this up with Dr. Mina.
Yeah. With Dr. Mina. Let's do it with the doctor.
Testing.
And there's not.
I watched
three weeks ago, Trump said we'd pull into Walmarts and CVSs and get in line and get tested. They're not anywhere.
I know
in our area.
A lot of people like to get their information from Doctors Hannity, Ingram, and Carlson. But I watched a pretty compelling conversation last night. It was Chris Cuomo and his brother.
Yeah.
Chris Cuomo of CNN, fake news CNN, who actually has the not fake coronavirus.
Right. Very lowly rated.
And his wife got it now, too.
Yes, she does.
His wife's infected now, too. Was talking with his brother. Mm-hmm. And his brother said, whoever is supposed to roll out the testing program, Chris Cuomo had to tell Mario Cuomo, it's Mario, isn't
Andrew.
It? Andrew Cuomo,
right,
yeah. Mario's
the old man.
He's the old man.
Right.
Who the director of the Health and Human Services was, because no one has been in touch with the governor of New York to say, here's how we're going to roll out the testing program. They haven't even given it a thought.
Nope. That's your boy. That's your boy.
I just thought I'd pass that along to pick everybody up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you did that.
Well, we're on the right side of history. Just everybody's going to die.
Don't worry.
Greg's next. Yeah. Pick
we
pick
got
it up.
Handle
make you feel good.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.